This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Russia's foreign minister says Moscow is ready to step in and help ease rising tensions over Turkey's search for energy reserves in the eastern Mediterranean and rejected any actions that could lead to further escalation. Sergei Lavrov says Moscow is monitoring the situation in the region and would help start a genuine dialogue with all parties that would generate, quote, mutually acceptable solutions. Mr. Lavrov was speaking today during an official visit to the island nation. Greece and Turkey have been locked in a tense standoff in recent weeks as Turkish survey vessels and drill ships continue to prospect for gas in waters where Greece and Cyprus claim exclusive economic rights. Two news outlets say two Myanmar soldiers have recounted gruesome details of the 2017 military campaign against Rohingya Muslims in northern Rakhine State that the United Nations has categorized as genocide. The New York Times and the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation report the soldiers deserted the Myanmar army last month and spoke on camera in separate interviews about the crimes they witnessed and participated in. The soldiers said they carried out orders to shoot and kill every Rohingya Muslim they saw and admitted to being present as their fellow soldiers raped young girls and women and took part in burning down entire villages. For the first time, a black woman will lead Kentucky's Louisville Metro Police Department, which has been heavily criticized since officers fatally shot Breonna Taylor. Mayor Greg Fisher announced on Monday that Yvette Gentry will serve as interim chief. The Courier-Journal newspaper reports that Ms. Gentry is a former Louisville Metro Police deputy chief who retired from the force in 2014. This is VOA News.